This year, San Francisco voters have to make decisions on 25 city ballot measures and 17 state propositions. Throw in the candidate races, and it adds up to 50 questions that will affect the city's future. So how do voters get their heads around all of this? KALW reporter Jürgen Klemm found some San Franciscans who are working together to navigate one of the most lengthy ballots in the city's history.
Back in 1898, San Francisco and Vallejo were among the first cities in the nation to exercise direct democracy, where specific policy questions are put before voters. Some years there are two or three propositions on the ballot, other times it could be up to 20 or 30. Colleen Kinder, who was in at City Hall to cast her ballot, said this year was a little too much for her.
It was a long ballot.
It was a long ballot, yeah. I wasn't quite prepared for how extensive it was.
So not enough homework.
Exactly. I felt like I should have done more homework, and I left a number of things blank because I just didn't feel equipped to answer them. I think it's great, but it is expecting a lot of education before one votes. When you get a ballot by mail, a lot of people have told me there's like a big, thick like booklet that explains a lot of things, but I haven't gotten that in the mail, so when I came here, I wish there was a way to kind of step aside and get more information.
This epic thick booklet you may have received in the mail or seen around town is called the San Francisco Voter Information Pamphlet and Sample Ballot. It was put together right here inside City Hall. I asked John Narns, the director of the Department of Elections, if people are irritated because of the high number of propositions.
Yeah, we get that. It's not under our control. I think the voters realize that. What we get is that the book is too big. That's what we get. We don't get there's too many measures. We get that the book's too big. And then also the size of the ballot, that the ballot's too big.
Arndt says that never before has the ballot measure pamphlet been this thick. The title of the proposition, the ballot question, the digest, the financial impact on city budget, proponents and opponents' arguments, paid arguments. Altogether, they make up an impressive 316 pages. And that's only city propositions. California state ballot measure pamphlet is another 222 pages.
Most of the pages are from what's called paid arguments. So in San Francisco, people can submit an argument for or against a measure, a local measure. And they pay a submission fee, and they pay a per word fee. The number of measures affects the size of the book, but more so the number of paid arguments associated with the measure. For this election, this is the biggest book in the city's history as far as the number of pages. And it's all content that's necessary according to either state or local election law.
This year, the San Francisco Department of Elections sent out almost 500,000 voter guides in four languages.
Okay, let's call this fan club to order.
One way to work your way through all of this information is to team up with friends, divide the different propositions among each other to study, and have what some people call a ballot party.
It's not quite that simple.
Let's go.
David Boyer and his friends have been throwing ballot parties for the last four or five elections. They call it the Clown Club with its janky town slate card.
That's James.
Affordable housing requirements for market rate development projects.
It began because who has time to research all of these things? I mean, how many measures were there between city and state this year? I don't know, like 50? Nobody has time to actually be educated in all of them. And so the idea was that we would split them up anywhere between 8 and 12 people, I would say.
Do we have any eyes here?
Eyes.
For it.
Okay, next.
Split them up, and a person is responsible for 4 as opposed to 48, you know? So that's why we do it, because it you know, we want to be educated.
Okay, can I call a vote on this?
This year it took him 5 hours. Even though it was a lot of work, Boyer says it was also a lot of fun. But he understands if some people choose to leave these questions undecided and the ballot empty.
There is a 14% tax on
hotels.
No talk, no crosstalk talking.
No, it was about a previous thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want people to participate, which seems to be the idea of ballot propositions and state measures, you want the populace to participate, well, like, limit it at 15 and people may be able to participate. But if you run out of alphabet letters and you're up to RR, you know, there's a problem.
Back at City Hall, I also found Corey Powell McCoy, who came to turn in his ballot. Powell McCoy is a member of a couple of Democratic clubs and filled in the ballot at home with the help of the internet.
I think there are a lot of props on there that really kind of played games politically here in San Francisco. That was really tit for tat. And I think that's an ongoing issue here in San Francisco, where our leaders are more concerned with getting jabs in at each other than they're concerned with actually moving forward with the business of the city.
One aspect of participatory democracy is that people get to vote directly on laws. The other idea is that voters do get to put forward their own ideas that could become laws. But out of this year's 25 San Francisco propositions, almost all of them were put on the ballot by elected officials, none by the people. Powell McCoy says that if someone is unsatisfied with how the ballot measure system works, the only way to let the legislators know is through the election itself.
Every time these leaders are, for me, anytime these leaders are up for re-election, I remember these things, you know, I really do.
But researching who put what on the ballot takes even more time. That's in addition to understanding the propositions themselves.
There's no rebuttal.
Once again, David Boyer from the Ballot Party.
I'm all for participatory democracy, but at some point it's kind of gotten out of hand and it's become basically the purview of lobbyists and special interests and very specific people with very specific agendas. And it feels like it's being, the whole process is being misused.
We have to, you know, we finished this. Congratulations.
Yay. Well done. In San Francisco, I'm Jürgen Glimm for Cross Current.
That was like definitely the longest ballot we've had.
10, almost 10, and we started at
5 hours.
It only takes 5 hours to get through the ballot as a group of people.
That's insane.